Round two, it's the DeKalb County Tigers, a team that you saw not even a month ago, and a good ball game between Upperman and DeKalb County then. Coach, is it an advantage or disadvantage to play somebody a second time during the season like that?
Yeah, I think it goes both ways. You know, I think, you know, as a coach, it probably makes it a little easier to prepare for them because you kind of understand – you know, what they're trying to do and what they want to do and what they're good at and who their good players are and where you might have some matchup advantages or where they might have some advantages. The other thing is, you know, it is tough to play them because that thing works both ways. They know the same stuff about you. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know coming out of the first matchup, it was a – back and forth game. You know, they had the lead probably all the way till midway through the fourth quarter. So I'm pretty sure that they're going to feel very confident coming in that they can, you know, do whatever they want to do. And you know, they've got a really good player. That Knowles kid is a huge difference maker. People were asking me all week, who do you think will win that game? And I was like, you know, he's probably going to be the best player on the field. And usually in the playoffs or any high school football game, if you've got the best player, you're going to have a chance.
Right.
And, you know, so I'm not surprised at all. I know they were three seed or whatever, but, you know, DeKalb, that was our toughest game of the year so far. So it's going to be a very huge challenge for us to get, you know, back on the horse in round two and you know, try to get competitive in that game with them and hopefully we can, you know, be a second half team like we've been and pull it out in the fourth quarter.
You have the home field advantage in this game, but let me get your perspective on that, Coach. Does home field advantage make a big difference? Maybe so in the playoffs, I guess, when you do have, like last night, a team that travels quite a distance, but do you see it making a big difference in most games in high school football?
I feel like we've got a kind of a unique home field advantage because inevitably, especially this time of year, the field's going to be really, really wet, and it's usually pretty cold this time of year. And our facility, our field house, I believe 20, 25 years ago was built for a 1A football program. And so the visitors' locker room has not been expanded any since then, and so it's kind of a small little deal for them, and I think that stuff like that can, you know, it can kind of throw you off a little bit going into it. The field conditions we're used to, you know, and to be quite honest with you, it's not. Nobody's ever confused our playing surface with Augusta National golf course. But we love it anyway, and we've had some success, especially in the playoffs on that field. I'm probably the wrong guy to ask this question to. I've been in this is my seventh year as a head coach taking teams into the playoffs. I've never won on the road.
Right.
All the times that I've won has been at home. So I'm probably a guy that's going to say you're better off playing at home. But a lot of it's, you know, the seating. But again, DeKalb showed that don't make much of a difference either. I mean, they drove to Chattanooga, and somebody told me they spent the night down there last night because the – bus driver couldn't drive back, so they're probably just now getting back into Smithville. But it'll be extremely interesting. We know a lot about each other, and I'm just excited to be moving on.